It's 8:42 on a Thursday morning. Coming up very soon, Northfield Middle School will be putting on their annual play, and we've invited some folks who will be in that play, which is going to be Charlotte's Web, and to talk about it. First of all, we'll talk with Mr. Russell Boyington, who is the, teacher, and are you the director as well?
So, directing the play, and I'm the middle school theater advisor, yes.
All right. Charlotte's Web, whose idea was that to put on this particular play?
Guilty.
Now, this is a story that I remember from my childhood in particular, and that was not recently, by the way. Story is just pretty timeless, isn't it?
Yeah. A story about the strength of friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and some maturity involved. The characters mature, so it's a good story for kids, which obviously the kids responded very well to auditions, and adults like it too. And a lot of adults will probably be at the show because we have a lot of teachers' kids mm-hmm. that are in the show, like some in here right now, I think.
When will the play be put on?
That's this weekend, Friday and Saturday at the middle school, 6:30 p.m., and tickets are available at the door.
At the door. Yep. All right. Well, without further ado, let's talk with the people who are going to make this happen on the stage.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Why don't we start off with, who wants to start off? I guess you're by the microphone. Tell us your name and what your role is in the play.
I'm Kaylee Ford, and I'm playing Charlotte in the play.
Wow, you get to play the title character, the lead. How has that gone for you? Have you done a lot of plays before?
I've done a few, but they're not any big ones, and I've only been like minor parts. But I do ballet a lot, and so stage I'm kind of used to.
All right. Yeah, that's the one big hurdle, I think. You get out there, and if you're used to being on stage, it makes it a whole lot better. How long did it take you to learn all your lines?
Well, I don't necessarily need to memorize them. I have memorized most of them, but I don't make an appearance on the stage. I'm mm-hmm. just a voiceover.
Oh, okay.
So I didn't really need to memorize them.
All right.
So not that long.
All right. Well, congratulations on that. And I guess we won't see you on the stage, but we will hear you right throughout the whole time.
If I may, we'll see Kaylee at the curtain call.
Mm-hmm.
And I still did encourage her to memorize as much of her script as she could.
All right.
So she was conversant with the lines.
All right. All right. Let's move on to the next one. Tell us your name and what role you'll be playing.
I'm Bird Lenzen, and I'm Wilbur the pig in the play.
Now, how do you... That's got to be pretty good acting to pull that off, to pull off being a pig. How do you do that?
I mean, the lines really speak for themselves, and mm-hmm. I have to wear this crazy costume.
Have you had a dress rehearsal yet?
We've had two. They've gone decently.
All right. Now, do you get warm in that costume? Is it pretty hot?
Yeah. I think on the day that it's going to happen, I'm wearing shorts and a t-shirt.
I don't blame you a bit. Even if it is going to be 0 degrees outside, it'll be a lot hotter in there. How is it? Do you have a lot of lines in that? That was one of the main characters, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I'm on stage for most of the play. I only get to go off like twice, so
mm-hmm.
I have lots of lines.
All right. Do you have a theater background? Have you been in plays before?
I've been in a few plays. I mean, I'm not like, they're not like my main hobby or anything, but I've been in a fair few.
All right. Do you like being on the stage? Is that an enjoyable experience for you?
Totally. It's unique and it's great.
All right. Well, Bird, thank you so much. Let's talk to our next cast member. All right. Who do we have here?
I'm Cece Chapp, and I'm a crew member.
A crew member. Okay. What does being a crew member entail?
Well, we have to make most of the props, and we set up the scenes, and we do play a few roles that they don't have cast members to do.
Okay. Tell us about setting up and making the stage. If memory serves, is it a like a barnyard atmosphere, or what is the stage going to look like?
Okay.
Yes.
If I may, Cece is actually backstage manager.
Backstage manager. Okay, so you've got a big role then. Tell us about how you made the setup and the staging for that.
We take, they had backstage some fences and some big cabinets and some folding tables, so we made those into two kitchen sets for the farms, and then we took some old door frames and a few other, like, buckets and a web and stuff, and made those into the barnyard.
All right. Have you had fun doing that?
Yes, I have.
Are you artistic? An artistic person? Do you like the arts and doing things like that?
I'm pretty sure this is one of the first times I've actually done this, but I do enjoy it a lot.
All right. Do you think you'll do it again sometime?
Yes, I will.
All right. Well, thank you, Cece. Let's move on. Once again, Charlotte's Web is being put on this weekend by the Northfield Middle School, and we're talking with some of the characters, or some of the people who are playing the characters and working on the play, whether it be on the stage or behind the scenes. And who do we have now?
I'm Ellie Driscoll. I also play Charlotte in a different cast.
In a different... Now, how does that work? Tell us.
there's one night Friday, which is one cast, and then a second night Saturday, which is a different cast.
All right. And which night are you going to be doing that?
I'm on Friday.
Okay.
Not least reason of which was a protocol for the virus at the time, which now is a little different. But also at the auditions, everybody did such a fine job that I couldn't quite make up my mind. So we wound up with two casts.
All right. Well, are you looking forward to Friday night then?
Yes, I am.
Do you get nervous? I would get nervous, I guess, if I was going to be on stage, even though I'm talking into a microphone every day of the week. But what are your thoughts as you approach that?
I'm not really that nervous. I really like performing in front of people. So
great. Have you been in plays before or performances of any kind? I guess it could be like music or any other type of thing that puts you in front of people.
I have been in a few plays. My biggest role was like four lines, so I guess this is an upgrade.
All right. How many lines do you have? Have you got them all memorized now?
Not all of them memorized. I haven't counted, but...
All right. What's for you, what's the highlight of the play? Is there your favorite part of the play?
It's a really sad part of the play. Like, my death scene.
Mm-hmm.
Is the lines are, like, so well written there.
All right. Well, I can't wait to see it. All right, let's talk with, we have one more cast member to talk to. Who are we talking to now?
I'm Maya Shugren, and I play Fern in the play.
Fern, now what is Fern's character like?
She's a really sweet, caring girl who just wants to help out a little pig.
And Wilbur is the little pig. Is it Wilbur?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. That's the same name as... I'm thinking of Mr. Ed, I guess. There's a horse in Mr. Ed named, the human's named Wilbur. But now, do you have a lot? Is that a pretty big role?
Yeah, I think it's one of the major roles.
Mm-hmm. Have you been on stage before?
Yeah, I've done a few plays with the Arts Guild and some Prairie Fire.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Once again, we're talking with some folks from the middle school, young actors and actresses and stagehands and managers and everybody else that's helping put on the play Charlotte's Web. Now, do you get to go on both Friday and Saturday night as well?
I'm just doing Saturday.
Okay. So do you have a completely different cast each day? Or
it's two casts. One cast performs Friday night and the other performs Saturday night, but both casts are also understudies for each other.
Oh,
just fun. In case.
All right. You got to be ready both nights?
Yeah.
What night are you performing on?
Saturday.
On Saturday night.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck with it.
Thank you.
Boy, I'm looking forward to seeing this. I don't know if I'll be available to make it this weekend, but it looks like you've got a great cast, and we'll bring Mr. Boynton back in here. Great cast. I bet that it was fun working with them, and it has been and probably will be through Saturday.
Yeah, it's been terrific. Yeah, they've really responded well.
All in all, how many students are involved with this?
I'm going to round it out at 60, and I'm not doing it by myself. I have terrific help from Liam Fisher, who's the district auditorium tech, and Megan Hollerin, who is a cast member's mom who's doing costumes, and Mickey Musa, who's another parent volunteer. Not a middle school parent, but a student at one of the elementary schools. And then the middle school office, Michael O'Keefe and Jen Henriksen have been terrific help as well.
Yeah, I would imagine it takes just an army of people to conduct a play that involves 60 different people. Wow.
That's I'm rounding it off, but it's right around there. It's about 30 per cast, I want to say. Yes.
Oh, all right. Give us those performance times and how to get tickets as well.
Okay, so this Friday and Saturday, 6:30 p.m. both nights at the middle school auditorium, and tickets are available at the show.
At the show. All right. Well, we want to thank you all for coming in. It's much appreciated. Good luck. I think you guys are going to do great. You're very well on the radio. You did a great job here, and I'm sure you do a great job on the stage as well.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson.
That is Russell Boyington from the Northfield Middle School, the theater director, along with Maya Shogren, Bird Lenzen. Hopefully I'm getting all these names right. Callie Ford, CeCe Chapp, and Ellie Driscoll. So thank you so much for coming in. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080. We've got Rich standing by with a look at local news that's coming up next.
AM 1080 KYMN, FM 95.1, K236CO, Northfield.
Attention Northfield Pharmacy patients. Following the recent sale, all Northfield Pharmacy patients have been transferred to Walgreens. It's your health and your choice on where you fill your prescriptions. Sterling Pharmacy offers the same great service you've been used to at Northfield Pharmacy, and we're only 900 feet from your old pharmacy. Call Sterling at 507-645-4455 or visit us at yoursterlingpharmacy.com to transfer your prescriptions today. We look forward to meeting you.
Today's already the third.